Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
Yeah, it was hard. We have a game where we have a chance to win it, and we don't.
There were so many things that I think we made improvements in areas that we needed to improve in, and then we didn't get victory.
So
it's just the way it goes.
It's just the way it goes, and we'll just have to find a way to
do what we can to get a win.
You come back and there were a lot of things we'll touch on. Offensively, you had some really good performances. A guy like Chris Obanaya, 90 yards, 3 weeks ago, he's not even with you.
Chris did a nice job. Anytime you have a rusher for close to 100 yards, I think the guys up front did a nice job blocking.
And then Greg Little had good production.
But those guys, I think, stepped up and did some things.
They're young players.
You look at the game yesterday, and you get to the position to really take the lead in the ball game. What did happen? Well, we just got to execute the snap to hold in the kick, and I think that's what it came down to. And we didn't get it done. I count on them. I think we all know how effective they've been, and we've kicked a record number of 50-yard field goals. But it just goes back to nobody wanted to have poor execution at that point. And you look back on that, the defense is playing well, you thought, hey, get the lead with about two minutes to go, let the defense seal it for you. I think the way the game was going, we took the ball at that time with about seven minutes on the clock, move the ball, really, in a way that I planned to do it. Maybe with a thrown the ball a couple of times, we were moving the ball effectively, running it, which is a good way to do it. Advance the football and keep the clock running, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to shorten the game with the kick, or as close to as possible, and then even if there was time remaining, I felt like our defense was playing well enough, put them back out there and get a stop. That's the way it plans work, set in place, and then we just didn't get it. Well, you look back at it, Cole did a lot of things yesterday, saying this yesterday, you still got to get touchdowns, and you had some opportunities. Earlier in the ball game, there were some opportunities. They just didn't give us those. You got some field goals. But you do got to get in the end zone, don't you, Coach? Yeah, no, there's no question. When you get opportunities in a red zone, you got to score. And I think Steve and the Rams, they did a nice job in the red zone. We found a way to move the football against them, but when we got down there, they did a nice job. And you know, we look back on it, there's just some things we could have done a little bit better where we got the ball in.
What were your thoughts about Colts' performance?
Well, I thought Colt made improvements.
Mentioned this afternoon.
Mentioned this afternoon.
With the media.
He made improvements enough where it was one of his better games, but not good enough to win yet.
So there were a handful of things that he can do better.
And if it was a smaller group of things, maybe we win that game.
But I do feel like he's making improvements.
There were other guys that played extremely well.
We had a really thin roster.
yesterday.
And we had some young players.
We had some young players that stepped in. Emmanuel Stevens played well.
We had other guys filling
in at defensive end.
And then our normal group of young players,
I think, got one game.
You mentioned Emmanuel Stevens in the defense. I know Jamie Mitchell a little banged up.
Emmanuel's a guy that's kind of
coming along for you. He had a good ball game in Houston, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's
really kind of
caught our eye. And then he had, like a lot of players do, in
injury situations.
He had an opportunity to play quite a bit, and I think he showed up.
Scott Fujita, nice
for you there.
Scott's a big presence out there, isn't he?
And I think
he had one of his best games as well.
And he adds so much to the defense.
He's been there, done that.
He's got a feel for the locker room and the pulse of what the players are thinking.
And
I think he does.
And I think he does other things other than just play linebacker.
I was happy that he
performed well.
That's a big guy to tackle, Steven Jackson.
And I think they did a good job.
You never totally stop Steven.
But they did a good job of trying to keep him.
And they did keep him out of the end zone. That's one of the things you were talking about last week. You looked more at yards per carry, or maybe Dick Geron also commented, I recall hearing.
So much as the total yards, you looked more at the yards per carry, really looking at how your defense did against the back.
I think that's important.
And then again, statistics are deceiving. You can play against a back and hold him to one, two, three,
and then all of a sudden he gets a 40 on you.
But if that 40-yard run doesn't hurt you, or they don't get points in that drive, then you can look at it a lot of different ways.
Statistics point to good performance in a lot of ways,
but they don't tell the whole story.
You're talking about young guys. We mentioned Emmanuel Stevens.
Phil Taylor made his presence felt yesterday, didn't he?
He did.
I think he played one of his better games as well.
He's learning. We've talked about him before on the show here.
He's learning how to be a pro.
He's learning how to play hard.
He's learning how to play hard every snap,
and I think he made some improvements.
For a lot of guys, they're pretty much at the end of a college season, aren't they? And now you're really just getting into the second half of an NFL season.
It's going to be a little bit for the first-year guys to work through, and they're not the first ones to do it. I've seen it happen with all rookies.
Your body clock tells you it's about time for your last game,
and then you got a couple weeks of final exams and a couple weeks of practice for a bowl game. So that's what their body clock tells them.
In reality, they've got half a season left.
And that's where it's very important that they learn from the older guys how to take care of themselves, how to get the proper rest, how to continue with their weightlifting, make sure they're on top of their treatment, and keep their body in the right place so that they can really perform well through this last
You're locked into the Browns Monday Night Wrap Up Show with Liberty Ford, and today is a Let's Move It Monday brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps a day this week. Visit Let's Move It.org. To learn more on the Browns Day Active, the Browns host the Jaguars. The Browns host the Jaguars. The Sunday, we'll talk to the coach about the Browns. The next thing, the Browns, after this timeout. On the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Browns fans, stay connected to the team with the Cleveland Browns official mobile app. It's free and available for your iPhone or Android. Download the app today to gain access to news, team information, and exclusive videos on the go. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more information.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Hey, Samantha, get your own Subway steak melt, like the mega meaty, irresistible, and unforgettable Big Philly cheesesteak. Subway, eat fresh.
Droid.
Introducing the Droid Razor by Motorola, exclusively from Verizon. The ultimate power of Droid. The legendary edge of Razor, combined to form the thinnest 4G smartphone. A scratch-resistant face armored with Corning Gorilla Glass. A back plated with laser-cut Kevlar fiber. And it's powered by the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G. The fastest and most reliable 4G network in America.
Get the new Droid Razor by Motorola. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/bestnetwork.
Most 40-mile-per-gallon sedans are sentenced to a life of uninspired performance. Not this one. Meet the 2012 Mazda 3, now available with SkyActiv technology. A revolutionary new Mazda technology that allows the Mazda 3 to get 40 miles per gallon highway and low emissions without compromising performance. Which means you can get up to 580 miles per tank without sacrificing how it drives. The new Mazda 3 with SkyActiv technology. It's not the first 40-mile-per-gallon sedan. It's just the first one worth driving. We build Mazdas. What do you drive? See your Northeast Ohio Mazda dealer for a test drive today. NEOhioMazdaDealers.com.
Available on select Mazda 3 models. Driving range based on 14.5-gallon tank and 2012 EPA estimates for Mazda 3i 4-door models with SkyActiv G engine and 6-speed SkyActiv Drive AT 28 City 40 Highway. Actual results may vary.
Hi, this is Mike Holmgren. Join the Browns in supporting the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign at Cleveland Browns Stadium on Sunday, November 20th. For more information on how you can help, visit SalvationArmyCleveland.org.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
PNC Bank Play of the Game. PNC Bank is a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns.
Wallace goes out wide right. Watson tight on the right side. Little slot to us on the near left side. McCoy wide left. And Cribbs on the Wildcat.
Look for
he
a
gives
throwback.
The ball to Wallace, who gives the ball to McCoy, who steps up. Wallace is wide open. Caught it at the 20. And he's down inside the 20-yard line. He stepped out of bounds at the 18-yard line as Darian Stewart knocked him out.
There's your creativity.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike
Snyder.
And
that is the PNC Bank Play of the Game. Play of the Game. PNC Bank, a proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns.
Mike Snyder with you, along with Pat Shurmur.
Coach, tell us a little about that play.
Well designed. Looks like they executed it pretty much to perfection.
Yeah, it was. We just put Seneca in. Just a little razzle dazzle, I guess.
And
he's a good ball handler, and he's a good athlete.
Obviously, something they hadn't practiced.
And so anytime you
slip something on
a team that they haven't practiced yet, Greg Little was the first guy in the progression.
And he took three,
and
defenders,
took three
with
defenders with him, and then Seneca was
the second guy,
and Colt hit him up.
Seneca's done that before as a receiver.
Yeah, I guess he has some history doing that last year.
This was the first game where we've used him. We actually used him on a couple other plays where we just lined him up at wideout.
And we would have thrown it to him if the look was right,
but we ended up throwing it inside.
Coach, as you get into a season, you've got the playbook, you've got different things. Was that something
that
you kind of just came up with last week? Is that something that you thought about
weeks ago
and just look for the chance to use it? How does that work?
I think we all have those types of plays in our offense. You know, we ran a couple of rounds or reverses yesterday.
They tend to put the defense on their heels a little bit.
They're good plays.
We used the Wildcat, but Josh only really gained eight yards in his two carries.
So it's just something to put them on their heels a little bit.
If you get to the point where you become a trick, kind of gimmick type offense,
and you
rely on that type of stuff,
then at the end of the day, you don't really get what you're looking for in terms of execution.
They're fun little plays, and we created some yardage with them. We all have them in our playbooks.
You just got to find the right time to call them and use them.
Now, out of yesterday's game, you said earlier that Peyton Hillis and T.J. Ward would be out for the game against Jacksonville.
Did you come out of the game?
out of the game,
though? How did you come out of yesterday overall?
Well, we felt good about the way we came out because we went into it really thin in a lot of spots. And we felt good. We really didn't have anything to speak of injury-wise, just the normal bumps and bruises that occur.
And so we'll see here the next couple days if something pops up. But we feel good about the direction we're going in terms of getting some of our other guys back soon. So
hopefully
the two guys that are out, Peyton and TJ, this week will be back very soon.
That's good to hear. Now that's good to hear. Now the Jacksonville Jaguars come to town. They are 3-6 on the year. What about
them?
Well,
they're a team. I think you first start. They're playing outstanding defense.
That's really what's keeping them in ball games right now.
They're developing a young quarterback.
Blaine Gabbert's a very talented guy.
They drafted him. He's the future of that franchise. And
when you have a young quarterback,
as talented as they are, it takes them a while to get going.
And they have a situation.
They have a situation where they've kind of been a little topsy turvy at receiver.
They've had some injuries in their offensive line. But they have an outstanding running back.
And I think that's kind of the way that their team is built as they get things going. So.
They're a good football team, and they're extremely stout on defense.
It seems like we haven't run into a defense that can't play well.
And they're a team that's getting better on offense.
They found a way to win the last two games.
Big victory against the Baltimore Ravens on Monday night.
And last yesterday, they played an extremely good game against the Indianapolis Colts.
Some people would have said it was boring.
Unless you like defense.
They found a way in the third quarter to take the ball and drive the ball and score.
And really, that was the drive that somewhat ended the game.
So they're finding ways to win.
And they're battling.
In some ways, they're probably a lot like we are.
You know, Coach, you mentioned Blaine Gabbert. You're working with Colt this year, last year in St. Louis. You're with Sam Bradford.
Look around the league. Quarterbacks come in.
And they're drafting pretty high depending on the circumstances.
There used to be in the NFL, there was
kind of a grooming period.
But right now,
these kids coming out of college right into the NFL.
They're seeing a whole lot of things that they probably never dreamt of, aren't they?
They sure do. These guys were picked by teams because they're very good quarterbacks.
But they need to learn how to play quarterback in this league, which is different.
Defense is challenged, everything.
They challenge the receivers, they challenge the protection.
They challenge you when you run the football.
And that's something these guys that have had a lot of success in college haven't been used to seeing.
And so, how do you handle it?
The timing of your drop, the accuracy of your throw.
You just can't throw the ball in a general area and expect that it's going to get caught.
You just can't stand back there and hold it,
or you're going to get sacked a bunch.
And then there's going to be fumbles and all the other stuff.
And then the intricacies of what you need to do on offense. Because if you run the same play all the time on the same cadence, you'll just get swamped. And so
those are the things that quarterbacks need to learn.
And they really have to experience a lot of those things to really understand it, don't they?
And the rookie quarterbacks that came out this year,
they lost a half a year of training
by not having an off season.
So you'll see young players flash and maybe have a good game or two or a couple good weeks.
And then they'll face a defense or something they haven't really been exposed to,
and then play not so good or not so well. So.
I think some of the young guys this year that are playing are trying to learn it on the road.
Coach, you've got the Jaguars in town coming off the ballgame yesterday for your guys.
Obviously, one was a little down, but you got to pick it back up.
I know we're going to talk to Alex Mack here in a little bit.
And Alex, certainly a positive guy, I know.
You got to get back ready for that next game, don't you?
You got to have a short memory in this league.
And you got to have a tough mindset.
You just keep playing. You just never know when the break's going to go your way.
I'm sure St. Louis was wondering how they were going to try to find a way to get down the field
and try to beat us.
And all of a sudden,
they're
winning, and they're in four minutes taking a knee.
So
things change quickly.
And you just got to fight. And just keep fighting.
Hopefully, you get those situations.
All right, coach. Well, good luck.
Hopefully, next Monday.
We're talking about a win over the Jaguars.
Sounds good.
Browns head coach Pat Shurmur as the Browns move on to meet the Jaguars this week. Thank you, coach. And good luck.
And good luck
against Jacksonville
this coming Sunday.
Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon.
Official wireless service provider of the NFL.
And the Ohio Lottery and the Browns want you to be a VIP.
Visit ClevelandBrowns.com/OhioLottery.
You can win tickets to the Browns Steelers game
January 1st.
You're locked into the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up show driven by Liberty Ford.
We'll talk to Browns Center Alex Mack after this break on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Beat the Black Friday rush and get huge savings at Liberty Ford. Liberty has thousands of vehicles on sale now. For only $179 a month, you can drive off a new Ranger, Escape, or Fusion. That's right, only $179 a month on three of Liberty's best sellers. With more vehicles in stock than ever before, beat the Black Friday rush and save at Liberty Ford. Guaranteed financing and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Hey Browns fans, KND invites you to live in the heart of it all at one of their three premier downtown properties. The Residences at 668 Downtown's newest luxury address featuring Zinc Bistro. Reserve Square with the convenience of an Embassy Suites hotel. And the Residences at Stonebridge offering amazing views of downtown. You deserve a quality home and good neighbors. So check out everything KND has to offer not only downtown, but throughout Northeast Ohio at KND.com.
Dunkin' Donuts knows that some days are much bigger than others. That's why Dunkin' Donuts created the Big and Toasty. It's Dunkin's biggest breakfast sandwich yet, and it'll help you power through any day. Sink your teeth into two fried eggs, four slices of Cherrywood smoked bacon, and delicious cheese piled high on thick Texas toast. It's Big and Toasty and a breakfast favorite. Wrap your hands around the Big and Toasty and start your day off right with Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Cuyahoga Community College has recently launched their new Alumni and Friends Association, and they're looking for you. If you've taken one class, you're an alum. Or if you believe in Tri-C's mission, you can join as a friend. So join for free today to take advantage of a great job search, mentoring, and networking opportunities, as well as receive discounts to Northeast Ohio businesses. The Tri-C Alumni Association is here to reconnect you. Visit tri-c.edu/browns to join today.
At Huntington, we're a Midwest bank. The people and places around here have done right by us, and we believe in returning the favor. That's why we reinvest your deposits back into the community, helping neighborhoods grow and businesses open their doors, creating jobs and opportunities for our neighbors. This may sound a bit shocking, a bank that actually cares about your community. But if you're ready for a bank that's interested in more than your balance, we're ready for you. Huntington, welcome. Member FDIC.
Hey Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Hey Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Did you know that Liberty has been part of the local community for over 30 years and has five locations throughout Northeast Ohio that are close, convenient, and easy to find? With over 1,500 vehicles to choose from, guaranteed financing, and award-winning service departments in all locations, the Liberty experience is impossible to beat. Go to Liberty Ford today or visit LibertyFord.com.
This is Browns Primetime on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football. 100.7 WMMS.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike Snyder.
Right back on the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. And we remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is proud to sponsor Touchdowns for Downs this season. For every touchdown scored by the Browns, the Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin-Robbins Community Foundation will donate $100 to Upside of Downs to support local families touched by Down syndrome. Well, we go to our hotline, and joining us today is Brown center Alex Mack. Alex, we thank you for your time this evening. Boy, Alex, that was a game, I know, for all of you, having been down in the locker room afterwards. That was a tough pill to swallow, that loss yesterday, wasn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we put ourselves in a position to win, and a couple errors here and there just took it out of our hands, you know, and it's really disappointing to be so close to see some improvement and to fail. You know, we didn't win. It's not a fun feeling.
Yeah, you know, there were a lot of things in the game, and I know, you know, it comes down to the end. And just quickly from you on the field goal attempt, one of the things, that I know the snap went off your foot, I guess, and then it trickled there. They did get the kick off. But your role in that situation, that's something you do all the time, right, offering support for Ryan Pontryon.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the first time I've been there. So, it's a freak accident. You know, we've done it. I've been in that spot for 3 years now. That's never been a problem. So, bad luck. You know, too bad that couldn't happen on a field goal that didn't mean the game, you know?
Yeah. I hear you. You know, they've been out there so many kicks, and Phil Dawson is so amazing. And, it really was just a tough break for you guys, because you look at the offense yesterday, Alex, and I think that, and then one of the things, you guys did a lot of different things out there, except get into the end zone. I know you said it afterwards when the media was around you that, you know, in this league, you just can't settle for field goals. You do need to get into the end zone, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, I think earlier this season we won a game because our defense did a good job in the red zone and kept them out of the end zone, and we were able to score touchdowns, and we ended up winning because we had fewer chances in the end zone, but we scored more points. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. Obviously you score more points to win. But the fact is that if you can limit a team to kicking field goals, it really helps keep you in there. So we need to do a better job as an offense at scoring touchdowns. And our defense, if they can hold them to field goals, that puts us in a position to win.
No question about it. You know, Alex, this season for you, it's been a tough go of it. I mean, a few weeks ago, you play a game. The next day, you undergo an appendectomy, and then you're back out there within 2 weeks because of the bye. You didn't miss a game. How tough was that to go through?
It wasn't fun. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I don't like not being there in practice. I was kind of rusty coming back. My stomach hurt. It wasn't quite 100%. I was able to get through it and be with my team, which made me feel good. You know, I mean, you work real hard. The team needs you. You want to be out there. So I took pride in toughing it out and doing it for my teammates. And that's kind of who I did it for. You know, those are the guys that depend on me.
Well,
I wanted to be there for my team.
Well, you answer the bell, and it had to be tough. You know, I'm thinking about you not only coming back, but you were feeling really pretty lousy the entire day before. I mean, I guess I've never experienced that, but from folks I've talked to, boy, you really get an ill feeling, and you played through that in that entire game before you underwent that appendectomy. That had to be tough and probably a little bit scary for you because you say, man, what's going on here?
I thought I had the stomach flu. If I knew I needed an appendectomy, we probably would have had surgery that night. Mm-hmm. Not the smartest thing to play with a swollen appendix, because if someone hit you there, it's not going to be good for you. So knowing what I know now, I would not have played, but I'm glad I was able to get in there. I'm glad I didn't get hurt. You know, I played through worse. I had a stomach flu, and that was really not fun. So it was a lesser extent of what I've already done before. So to me, it wasn't that big. It wasn't a question of whether or not I was going to play that day.
Alex Mack is our guest, and boy, I tell you what, you talking about sucking it up. You certainly have done that for the Cleveland Browns, and you say your teammates, and Alex, I know this season right now, you guys are struggling. It's 3-6 right now. You've had injuries, lots of different things that have happened to this team offensively. Your thoughts right now with this offensive line, and really there, you're losing Eric Steinbach. You got a young guy next to you and Jason Pinkston, who's learning, I'm sure, every game, but certainly there aren't any shortcuts in this league when you're a rookie, are there?
Not that I know of yet. If I figure out any, I'll keep them to myself. Jason's done a really good job of getting out there and learning from experience, getting experience, learning every week. You know, he's done a really good job. You know, he had a rough game against Houston. He came out against this one. He had a really good game. So, I mean, it's a good sign for him to have a bad week and come back and work hard and get better. And so that's what you want to see in your rookies.
Mm-hmm. And even Sean Labauda, you're right, is a young guy too. So that's you got a couple of young guys, and then you got the veterans and Joe Thomas and Tony Pastos on the outside. But for young offensive linemen in this league, there are a lot of different things going on each and every week, aren't there?
It's really tough to be young and just thrown in there, because in the interior, you really have to. You're always working with someone to your left or right. And so there's a lot of teamwork that's involved. And so having someone who's there and knows what he's doing is important. And so those guys have done a really good job of stepping up, know what to do, react quickly, and being able to work well with both me and their tackles.
Alex Mack is our guest, the Browns center, who certainly had a heck of a college career and really the nation's college football's top scholar athlete, Alex. I know I've talked with you in the past. I don't know if I really got into this with you, but that's a heck of an honor. When I look at different honors that are out there, but to receive that honor, I mean, that says a whole lot about you, doesn't it?
That was a big deal to me. I mean, that was a really good honor to win, and I never knew how far I could go in football, so education was always first for me. And I really value my brain and being smart, and, you know, being educated is something that'll stay with you for a lifetime. So I've always took school very seriously, and I've enjoyed it, and so it was good to get rewarded for that commitment.
Alex, when you were really just hitting the books, what are some of your academic interests?
I like reading all the time, but that's just a personal, hobby of mine, mm-hmm. Not necessarily academic. But I did legal studies. I did a lot of criminal law stuff. It was really fun. I got to go to San Quentin and do a prison tour. So I've done some really cool things with my time at Cal.
Outstanding. That's some good stuff. You know, the other thing, too, you know, and I know we're getting into that season, and Greater Cleveland's really a hotbed for high school wrestling, and you were a terrific wrestler in high school. In fact, I think you were 28-2 your senior year. How much has that helped you in terms of playing football, where you some of the wrestling moves? Has that been any help to you?
I think absolutely. I mean, I think if you do any sport other than football in high school, it's going to make you a better athlete. And so whatever you choose to do and you get really good at doing another sport, it just shows you just develop more athletic ability. So I'd encourage any high school kid to do as many sports as possible. But wrestling, for me, really helped me just learn body control and how to control someone else, and throwing people around. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a really fun sport. And, mm-hmm. Go wrestling.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think a lot of times now we're seeing in high school, not just with football, but maybe with basketball and even baseball, where, you know, we're kind of kids are specializing. And it's good, I think, to have one other sport besides your main sport.
Absolutely. I think one thing I heard from my college coach who was recruiting was one thing they always ask when they look at kids is, what other sports does he play? If he's only good at football, that means he might just have great coaches. If he's good at football and basketball and wrestling and track and field or whatever it is, that means he's a great athlete and his coaches can help him. So being a good athlete, kind of doing a lot of sports, helps you get into the next level beyond just being good if you want.
Alex Mack is our guest, and Alex, in a few more minutes, we'll keep you here this evening. This is the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, and it's driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. And Alex, we move on, and you do have to have that short memory in this league, win or lose. And I know, as painful as it was yesterday, you've got to start turning your attention now to the next game, which will be Jacksonville this week.
It's one of those good and bad things about the league is that every week – there's another game next week. So it's really tough to pour your heart into something, work really hard all week long, and then fail. And so I've just done a whole week of really hard work, and it didn't work. And now I have to come back the very next day and start it over again. And so it's exhausting to do that. But the good thing is that now we have another game to show off again, see what we can do, try to improve, and do it again next week. So showing up on Wednesday, it'll be a whole new game, whole new game plan. Let's clean slate. Let's see what we can do.
Get right back at it. And so many big games really within the division still to come after the Jaguars. Wanted to ask you before we let you go, Colt McCoy, certainly the quarterback's always the guy that's under the brightest spotlight, Alex, and you work closely with him as a center. As you've looked at Colt this year from last year, what are some thoughts you have about him as being that, quote, field general?
I think Colt's done a great job. I mean, I think he had a good game on the field this last game, it was really windy, and he had a pretty good completion percentage. I don't know the actual stats, but it was up there, and that's not easy to do, you know. And so he's done a good job of making completions, getting the right reads in, running the ball when he needs to. I mean, he's done a really good job of being out there and working hard every week, and it hasn't been easy, you know. We haven't had the most success, but he's been there every day, upbeat attitude, working hard, doing the right thing.
Well, Alex, we appreciate your time tonight. I know that every food tastes better. Everything's better the day after a win. Hopefully next Monday it'll be one of those days where everything feels that way for you. Thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Brown center Alex Mack joining us tonight. And Alex is just a solid pro. He really has stepped in from day one with the Browns. And he went through that appendectomy. Played where he was that ill and then came back after the bye. In fact, he has started all 40 games that he has played as a Cleveland Brown and hasn't even missed a snap along the way. You are locked into the Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. We remind you, Browns fans, text NFL to 8915 to get NFL Mobile, only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL. And the Ohio Lottery and the Browns want you to be a VIP. Visit clevelandbrowns.com/Ohio Lottery to learn how you can win tickets to the Browns-Steelers game on January 1st. This is the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show. It was driven by Liberty Ford. We'll have more coming up after this timeout on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Touchdown!
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are available, but going fast. You can still get in on the game day excitement by purchasing your tickets today. Be there when the Cleveland Browns take on the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday, November 20th at 1 p.m. at Cleveland Browns Stadium, or the upcoming divisional matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. Club level seats are also available. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. It's always football season.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Watch the game from the best seat in the house. A brand new home theater from Wayside Furniture. Choose from hundreds of styles and sizes for your big screen TV and electronic equipment. While you're at Wayside, enter the Best Seats in the House contest, where you can win a pair of Browns tickets with a grand prize of 8 tickets to the December 4th game. The lucky winner will also get to choose from a pair of Flex Steel recliners or a Flex Steel sofa. Cleveland fans deserve no less. Wayside in Akron. Better furniture, price lower.
Hey, Stan, I think the key to the Browns' success is all about the D. Good pass rush and strong coverage.
Well, I'd agree with you, Charlie, but then we'd both be wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's the offense and perfecting that two-back set. But here's something we can agree on.
What?
I think Ford Super Duty is the strongest truck out there. Big-time towing, payload, and the built-in Cleveland EcoBoost engine.
See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer, official partner of the Cleveland Browns, or visit driveoneohio.com.
I know something that's stronger than a Super Duty.
What's that?
Two Super Duties.
You are such a...
Hey, Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game.
Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. Stop into your local Lube on any game day to get the exclusive Dog Pound Bucket of wings. And guess what? You get to keep the signature Dog Pound Bucket. Don't worry, it's plastic, so you can clean off the Lube wing sauce easily. Enjoy your Dog Pound Bucket at the Lube or swing through the pickup Wingo window and take it home for your party. Quaker Steak and Lube is proud to be the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns.
He's got an open field. He's to the 15. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He dives. Touchdown.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are selling quickly. Now is your chance to get in on the action at Cleveland Browns Stadium by securing your seats to available home games. Single game seats are also now available in the exclusive club level, featuring climate-controlled lounges and other premium amenities. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. It's always football season.
This is Browns Prime Time on your flagship for Cleveland Browns football, 100.7 WMMS.
Drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group.
And it's first and 10 for the Browns. They have it at their own 23. Here's McCoy, bootleg rollout. They're chasing him. He throws. Watson caught it up at the 25-yard line. He got hit immediately by Brady Papinga. Marisic will line up in the eye. He's the fullback. Obanaya the tailback. Here's McCoy giving, and a big hole right side. Obanaya 40, 45, stiff arm 50. Hits to the 45, to the 40. McCoy under center with Cripps in motion. He drops the throw. McCoy loads up, fires up in the air. What a catch! What a catch by Benjamin Watson down at the 16-yard line.
One-handed. Went up, grabbed it, pulled it in.
Second and 10. They give it to Obanaya. He's to the 15. He's down near the 11-yard line. Dawson trying for his fourth field goal of the day. Papillon snaps it back. Ball set down. Dawson into it. Kick is up. Kick is good. And the Browns lead.
No, Dawson leaves. It's Bill Dawson 12, the Rams 10.
That's right. I couldn't have said it any better.
Back to the Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Ford. Here is your host, Mike
and
Snyder.
And that again is the drive of the game, driven by Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Dunkin' Donuts is proud to sponsor Touchdowns for Downs this season for every touchdown scored by the Browns. The Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins Community Foundation will donate $100 to Upside of Downs to support local families touched by Down syndrome. We go to our hotline, Browns senior editor Vic Carucci standing by. Vic, how you doing tonight?
Mike, I'm doing great. Always great to be with you. Wish we had a better outcome yesterday, but always happy to talk football with you.
I appreciate that, Vic. Good to talk with you, boy. Vic, you know, I'll tell you, the Browns fans over the years have seen some dreadful losses. We had that helmet throw. I'm not even going to bring down the list.
That's a new way for them to lose
yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it does support that whole theory that if you're around the game long enough, you'll see just about everything and anything, and that one qualified as that type of sight, if you will, or event. I was as stunned and as numb as anyone could be after it happened. You don't expect it to fail. Now, we were talking about, say, some rookie or newcomer in the whole process, and the newest person in the process was hardly a rookie. It was Brad Maynard as the holder, and he, if anything, did an unbelievable job just to get the ball down for Phil Dawson to make an attempt at it. But if I had to tell you that the four people involved in that operation, Dawson and Pompeian and Alex Mack, and whose leg, of course, the ball hits on the way back, and Brad Maynard. You know, if I gave you that list of guys and said, you know, they're going to execute a 22-yarder, what percentage are you putting it on for success, a one that is important as that kick? I think we'd all say 100%, maybe more than 100%, but it didn't work out.
Yeah,
that
way. If you could line that up to win a game every single week, you would take that formula.
You mentioned Brad Maynard.
I really think he has been kind of an unsung hero away from this team.
They really didn't have a punter at the end of training camp. They were looking around. They found him available. He's come in and really has done a nice job, hasn't he?
Mike, he's done a remarkable job. I think Brad Maynard, you're right, gets easily overlooked. We only, again, pay attention to punters or holders, you know, when things don't go right. And basically, for just about every punt that this guy has attempted since his arrival, we're looking at a very high percentage rate of success, of him doing exactly what this team needs him to do, get the good hang time to allow coverage to get there, get the good directional kick to keep a returner away. I mean, you look at that San Francisco game and Ted Ginn Jr., how dangerous it was, and on the heels of what had happened, you know, the previous week and the previous game, or two games where this team could have been burned by Leon Washington of the Seahawks, but for a penalty, and then were burned the previous week at Oakland. And to have this guy, again, deliver the punts that he did to eliminate the threat of a returner is huge. And this team's used to very good punting. And we had Reggie Hodges, of course, on this team before his season-ending injury in training camp, and it looked like it could have been just a disaster with Richmond McGee and all that fiasco, really, in that first game against Cincinnati. And you could say it over and over again that had Brad Maynard been punting against the Bengals, Brown's probably at least got four wins on the season.
All right, Vic, let's take a quick look around the AFC North as the Steelers go back on top.
They win yesterday in Cincy.
While the Ravens go out and lose in Seattle.
First off, what about Baltimore? What happened
yesterday?
I look at the box score, Flacco 252 times. What went on with the Ravens yesterday?
You hit it right there. I think what went on with the Ravens was some real imbalance. And, you know, I want to give the Seahawks credit defensively. Pete Carroll had a pretty good scheme, clearly. But to only give the football to Ray Rice five times in that game was just astonishing. And to have Flacco throw as he did 52, we've seen this with the Browns. You start getting into like 65 pass attempts for Colt McCoy. That's never going to be a good formula for success, or 45 times. I mean, you know that that's going to be a problem, and you want balance. And the Ravens have gotten away from that. And I think that's a stunning way for them to lose that
ball.
And they fall into a timeout with the Bengals. Cincinnati's a little banged up now in the secondary, aren't they?
Boy, they really are. You know, Leon Hall was their best defensive player when you looked at it. And after Jonathan Joseph was gone in free agency, and then they had Hall in the secondary. And again, I know Browns fans aren't going to shed any tears about this, but now he suffers. Hall does an Achilles injury, and looks like, you know, he would be done for the year. So that's a blow to them. They played the Steelers very tough. Give the Steelers some credit, because I think they earned, you know, they earned a big victory there, and it was a statement thing for them, and they were still reeling after their defense really let them down against the Ravens in their previous outing. So for them to come back and win that game against a surprisingly strong Bengals team, which had won six games entering, they were 6-2 going into that game, it's a big one, and it kind of gives you a feel for how this division is shaking out. It's, you know, I don't see anybody, Mike, as we stand here heading into week 11, running away and hiding with anything. I think at least those three teams, we certainly would hope the Browns could jump into contention at some point, but, you know, it's obviously looking like a struggle right now, but those three teams are just kind of beating up on each other.
We'll see the Bengals.
We'll see the Bengals in a
week from Sunday,
and then still two weeks with the Steelers and the Ravens down the stretch. One of the thoughts from you elsewhere, Vic Carucci, and his thoughts about what else is going on around the NFL.
Amazing the way the Denver Broncos found a way to win yesterday.
How about that? Tim Tebow completes two passes, and they still are able to win the ball game, and it, you know, plays right into that, the hype and the you know, that whole sense aura surrounding Tebow, that all the guy does is win a ball game, and you know, you don't necessarily have to have him do much of anything except run with the ball, you know, as often as he can, I guess, to make plays or ad lib. And he did that. I mean, two completions just is astounding. You know, we talk about balance one way where you're throwing too much. Two is just a little.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. He throws two. One was for a touchdown.
And they find a way to win.
Strange things happen. Strange things happen
in the NFL every week.
Quickly as we run out of time.
Running out of time. But
for the Browns right now,
they just need a W
to feel good about themselves again.
They did some decent things.
They came up short yesterday.
They really need one this week against Jacksonville.
They do. Yeah, they do, Mike. And Jacksonville, you know, we said it going into the St. Louis game that was an opportunity game. And, you know, the folks that I spoke with around the Rams, their general manager, Billy Devaney, Chris Long, their defensive end, I know those guys reasonably well. And we talked afterward, and they were both astonished that they came out of the loss and said they could feel for, you know, for the Browns. But they'll take it any way they get it. Jacksonville will be a challenge. Good defensive team, good running game. It won't be easy, Mike, but you're right. It's a home game, and it's another opportunity. Got to find a way to get
a touchdown. Well, they sure do.
Hey, Vic, thanks for your time tonight. That was a touchdown.
That you scored for us tonight.
Thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Michael.
Vic Carucci joining us. Browns fans text NFL to 89-15 to get NFL mobile only from Verizon, official wireless service provider of the NFL.
That does it for tonight.
Cleveland Browns Monday Night Wrap-Up Show, driven by Liberty Four. This is Mike Snyder saying, Go Browns on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network.